systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Jamel, today is Wednesday, June 29th, 2011, and my name is Matt.
And I'm Robbie!
Oh, what's up, Robbie?
Hey, what's up?
Dana called it in sick, phoned it in, if you will. She was more than happy to come and eat dinner and everything with us.
What you didn't see is that I poisoned her.
Is that what it is? Is this your
get
slow...
Get a little more airtime, you know?
Your takeover?
My narcissism's taking over, yeah.
You're gonna want to call poison control, honey. this is episode 509, the Wednesday show. Also, we phoned it in Monday. By the time she got back, it was just late, and that was that. So we can do that. I know, we can do that.
Because you have the power.
That's right. I have the record button.
That's right.
406-204-4687. Give us a call live. Say, hey, what's up? Say, what's up, guys? How are you? And you can tweet at us, pound the jam hole. That's all you got to do. Just send a tweet and append pound the jam hole. It's a shift 3 on your keyboard. Shift 3 on your QWERTY keyboard. June 29th. Yeah. You know what's happening in a couple weeks?
Some things.
Yeah. Definitely a few things, a couple things.
A little wacky.
We changed the date of the marathon. So first and foremost, facebook.com/thejamholepodcast. Click events. You know how to navigate the Facebooks. There's events there. I added the 24-hour Jam Hole Marathon fundraiser. That is now going to be Friday, July 15th. We're going to try and start the show at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 Eastern. That'll be like an hour or two before we usually start. And then we're going to just go right on through till Saturday. So we'll do the Friday show, probably take a minute, get everything in order, and then we'll start the marathon, or the Friday show will just turn right into the marathon.
We're taking ideas. So far, we have prank calls and
gonna do prank
strip
calls.
Poker where we're wearing like 800 layers.
And fat suit strip poker.
Yeah, yeah.
No, we got all sorts of cool shit planned. We're going to have a store set up for you guys that you can send money and get cool limited edition jam hole accessories and merchandise. And all of that, the whole reason we're going to waste 23 hours of our lives with you all. I mean, spend.
Yeah.
Lovingly spend time caressing each and every one of you.
Bring the oils.
That's right. The scented ones, please.
Yes, yes.
Is because we're going to Milwaukee July 21st through the 25th. Saturday, July 23rd at the university there, we're going to be doing a live super podcast party show with some other shows. It's going to be a good time. Money's tight. We got plane tickets, and that's it. So we need some cash to get to Spokane, which is where the flight leaves from, and then some cash for when we're there.
And so, if we expect to add the segment called Paintball a Midget, we need some extra funds.
I know. You can't just go and get a midget for free.
That's right.
These things cost
no free
money.
Ride.
Okay. We pay for all this out of pocket, which is why we're always broke. So if you enjoy the free shows, show that love back. And if you are as broke as we are, you can just invite people to the show using Facebook.
Also
just be
known
like, invite.
As rather broke.
rather extremely broke as yep. a joke. So that's good stuff. That's going to be Friday, July 15th, which is also payday for a lot of you. So
cha-ching.
That is no coincidence. But then that also frees up July 9th, which is the Saturday before that, for us to go and rap and help out at the MTCIA Battle of the Bands, also a fundraiser for them. That's the Cannabis Association here that's trying to get this petition going, trying to stop this ridiculous legislation that is just destroying everything.
Viva la resistance!
I know. It has to be, because it's ridiculous. And we talked all about that. We brought the hot box back last Saturday. Episode 78, Ian Baker from Glacier Health and myself started off. We got everyone caught up on exactly what's happening with the cannabis movement here, how we got all fucked, and how now we're going to fuck them right back.
Yeah.
That's how it is. So hotboxpodcast.com, check that out. It's episode 78. Had some great writing by Denton, the Waco Normal associate of ours. So you can check all that out. And there's a great 55-page report on cannabis and the economy and the crime rates. Basically, cited sources, completely factual, and also completely contradicting everything that the opposition said was true. They said medical marijuana made the crime rate increase. Actually, the crime rate's been decreasing every year since we've had medical marijuana.
Well, when does legislation not do that?
I know, but now you've gotten all of our attention because you're fucking with something that we actually care about, and that was a huge mistake. You got a bunch of motivated potheads on your hands now, so good luck handling that.
Yeah, because like once you actually get us out the front door, off the couch, we're a force to be reckoned with.
I know, and there's a fucking bunch of us.
Hard to do.
Yeah, realize when we were all indoors being quiet and peaceful, you're just like, man, why is there so many drunk drivers?
Yeah.
There's more of us, trust. So.
Indeed.
Marathon show July 15th, Milwaukee show July 23rd, and then our third annual right back here, August 8th through the 13th, we're going to be whitewater rafting. We're going to be electricity-free rustic camping. TheJamHole.com/forums. There's a thread in there all about all of these live shows. So check it out. Get on there. Talk to other people that are coming. You need to share a ride?
Yeah.
Are you in Michigan? Do you need to catch a ride with someone, say, from Ohio coming here? You can do that on the forums.
We've actually been preparing for this trip. We've been watching Survivor Man around the clock.
That's right.
We will not have to resort to cannibalism if we can avoid it.
And if we do, we know exactly what pieces you can live without.
Yeah.
And what pieces are going to make a really, really good steak.
Yeah.
So we have plenty of A1.
We'll have a pound of good flesh.
That's right. What's that saying? A pound of...
Flesh is worth two in the hand.
Wait, two birds with 1 pound of... I forget. Can we pour out a little liquor? Do you know who Eric Swenson is?
No.
He died. Have you ever heard of Thrasher Magazine?
I'm sure you're about to tell me about it.
Back in the day, Thrasher Magazine, it was a skateboarding magazine.
Mm-hmm.
Thrasher? You've never... Really?
You're not Do I look skater? Like a Thrasher skater type? I don't think.
Okay,
I
so there's this magazine called Gay Man Today. Okay. Now, I've heard of that. Okay.
Go on.
Thank you, Ryan. I'm interested. Eric Swenson, he was the gentleman that founded Thrasher Magazine. He died in Frisco on Monday. He was 64 years old.
Hmm.
He started this magazine back in the late 70s, or in 78. He co-founded Ermico Enterprises, and that closely became associated with Independent Truck Company, which makes good trucks. Trucks with on the skateboard, not the
okay. That makes
lorry.
Sense.
Okay,
we're expanding into 18
Thank
wheelers.
You. Three years later, him and his friends co-founded Thrasher Magazine. So,
did he die in a freak longboarding accident? Because those things don't have brakes.
That would be poetic. No.
It's riding you after a certain speed.
Right, yeah. And then you're on the pavement.
Yeah.
Independent Thrashed Trucks out. Manufactured a high-quality truck, the metal connector between the skateboard and its wheels, of course. Articles and photos in Thrasher focused on this new generation of skateboarders and pushed the success of Independent Trucks by advertising its products.
Wouldn't it be kind of cool if, like, on his tombstone it read, just keep on trucking?
With the fucking iron cross.
Yeah.
I always thought that was weird with Independent. It was like the Nazi. No, I guess it's not a Nazi thing, but the Iron Cross symbol, that was their logo.
Yeah.
I just like to rip off old Nazi memorabilia and use their brands on my shit.
That's right.
It's all right. Yeah, so he died. That's pretty epic, I guess.
How'd he die? Does it matter? Is it some old person disease?
Yeah, it doesn't say. Oh, holy shit, never mind.
He owed the wrong person money.
He shot and killed himself in front of the Mission police station.
Huh.
Police said witnesses saw him walk to the front door of the cop's shop and then shoot himself.
Fuck dying of old age.
Yeah, right? I'll keep on trucking. He left behind his wife and his sisters.
And a gun.
And a big, giant red splatter.
Yeah.
So. All right, well, moving on to... Yeah. Something not as
sad. Yeah, something
sad.
Completely different.
I got bit, and I'm wearing the same shorts I wore at work. I'll show you.
Okay.
Can you see this?
Yes.
See that, rip there? I don't know if you can see that in the camera.
What he doesn't tell you is that he ate chili and he had horrible gas.
Okay.
Also known as a bite.
I'm not the mailman, so I don't appreciate your dogs barking at me. If they do, whatever. Now, there's two dogs. Neither of them really barking. One of them runs over to me and is like happy as fuck. I'm petting it and it's like, yeah, pet me. I'm like, cool. Then the lady comes out and she's calling the dog. And so I do the thing where I walk towards the door so the dog can follow me because it's obviously not going to go to her.
Right.
And I didn't want it to get beat. And that's what humans do when their dogs don't listen. She's not going to yell at me, obviously. She'll beat the dog.
Right.
So I walk over there. And the other dog all of a sudden comes over and wants to get pet. So I'm like, hey, what's up, doggy? Boom! Bit me right in the ass.
Oh, no.
The nice dog, starts biting that dog. Like, what the fuck are you doing? And then I'm thinking, the dog set me up. The nice dog
operation.
Was like, hey, come here. Come here.
I got an idea.
Because he wasn't really biting the other dog back. I think he was more
as
fake
a cover.
Biting.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Good dog, bad dog.
Yeah,
they were playing.
It's like licking his ass.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah,
love
exactly.
Nibble.
It's a case of good dog, bad dog. And they got me. And I got bit. And I have a hole in my shorts now. And yes. I don't appreciate that.
You should sue the old lady.
She freaked. You should have heard her scream. Oh, my God, are you okay? Oh, my ass!
You know she was rehearsing that in the mirror
fucking
that
bitch.
Morning. She had to look convincing for her to get away with it.
Holy shit, Ed Bland says, how strange you mentioned longboarding. My son broke his left ankle in four places and got two metal plates, 16 screws, 36 staple stitches, no insurance. He is on crutches. That fucking sucks.
That's rough.
I've eaten some shit longboarding. And you learn quick.
Well, I don't
how
exactly
do
besides tuck and rolling. What do you have at your disposal? Because there's a point you can't turn it sideways to slow down. You're just
no,
kinda screwed.
Yeah, and most people aren't going to be able to do that regardless.
Right,
like, that's hard to do without going right back over the front way.
He's got that shaky, jittery voice. This is gonna.
Well, the key is not to bomb hills that are above your skill set. Let's say because once you start going above a certain speed, you'll get what is commonly known as the speed wobbles.
Right,
and
right.
That is about 2.5 steps away from oh
death.
Fuck.
But even with skills, you don't have anything to save you. You just have
shoe drag.
I have yeah.
Or tuck.
My
what'd you say?
Go away fast.
Nip and tuck.
Tuck
and
roll.
Oh, tuck and roll.
Yeah, yeah.
Nip and tuck that roll. Yeah.
Chubby longboarder.
Ed Bland says, we'll be medical bankruptcy.
Well,
he wouldn't be getting, I said this on the hot box. We wouldn't be getting the proper medical care if we didn't go bankrupt. I would feel robbed.
Should just tell your son to common law marriage someone in Canada.
There you go. Do we know anyone?
Do they have
in
marriage for someone under 18?
Canada.
I don't know.
Is anyone in Canada
who has a heart?
Ed Bland says he broke going uphill. I don't even know how you broke it going uphill.
Yeah.
That I'm just gonna. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's.
Tell him Eric Swenson also killed himself.
Oh.
No, but that's like you. I've been there. You get the speed wobbles, and you're just like, fuck. You can't do anything. You can recover if you're good, but otherwise you just it wobbles and you try and hold on and then you go flying.
Hold on to what though?
The board. You hold on to your sanity.
You grab it with your hands?
No, your balance. You just try to because it's wobbling, right? So you try and shift weight any way that you you're
just remember that
if
trying
you wobble,
isn't
you're eating
doing.
Shit.
Yeah.
What?
Trying is not doing.
No, doing is doing.
Yeah.
And maybe you need to try harder if that's not working out for you, but
yeah.
That
sucks. That
do you longboard? Have you ever?
I've tried once and
did you
failed.
Eat a mouthful of pavement.
I ate a mouthful of this is gonna hurt tomorrow.
What did you hit?
Well, I got like the dirt, but like it was like a downhill edge of the road, so it was like dirt.
So you
so, like,
went
had
towards
to roll.
The right.
I literally had to roll.
Or if there's
like 30,
a good,
40 feet.
Good, a solid chain link fence. those have a little give to them. You can just right into there. It's like a trampoline without the comfort of the pad,
right?
You know, well,
indeed.
I guess that's weird. That I mean, I get like the whole skater subcultures all about, like, fuck the police and skateboarding is not a crime. So was this, like, his one final, like, fuck
show
you
it to the cops,
to authority? Like, I'm going to kill myself on the steps of your fucking cop shop. What's
clean
up
this
now?
Mess up. Clean up on aisle motherfucking
That's right.
one.
Clean up on aisle me. Boom.
Oh, man. It's terrible.
That is terrible. Did you know that women, not all women, but women who happen to be ovulating,
okay,
they can tell if you are gay or straight.
What?
Yeah.
I said, Jesus Christ.
What? Ovulation is a really useful biological function. Speak for yourself. Not only does it facilitate pregnancy, which is super useful right now. Good job, everyone, that put a penis in a vagina. And
yeah, we wouldn't be here otherwise.
Out came a kid. I know, but I'm just, like, really? We need to put the brakes on, speaking of longboarding your shit down a fucking hill. You need to put the brakes on having babies. Because we're out of room. Are we above occupancy? Did the census...
But we can't go, like, if we
What's
just
max
everyone,
op?
If it was illegal for everyone in the world to have babies.
I'm not saying illegal. I'm just saying, can we take restraint. Maybe 5 or 10 years and just hold on a sec? Just, hey, hold, hey, are you
Chillax,
are you
buddy.
About to come? Hey, hold on a sec.
The crazy thing about that is, you know, in China, they made it so, like, you can only have one kid. So all of these parents are aborting until they have a son. But that means in a generation's time, all the women are going to be, like, fucking queens.
You know what that's called?
Pick of the litter.
Collateral damage.
Yeah.
Or unforeseen consequences.
Yeah.
Negative side. It's a side effect.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if you create a system and the people find a way around that system.
Pay, yeah.
I mean, that's, hey, props to the people for being smart. But it's really, though, like, we need to just take a minute, reassess, and say, hey, are we still increasing tremendously? Are we still topping that 10 billion number? Are we there yet? Are we there yet?
Yeah.
And if we're like, you know, we're actually, we need people, we're actually running out of people, then okay, bust that nut. But if we're still like, you know, every 5 years... You do census.
I think you sound like someone that's going to, like, latently reinforce
I'm
genocide.
Not,
you know what
I'm
we should do? We should
condoning.
Just kill a couple
hold
billion
on.
People, and we're
hold,
good.
Hold
we're
on.
Good.
2 million, but yeah, I did the math. I did the math in German.
Jeez.
It said just the... But no, seriously, like, there's... If I notice traffic jams in Kalispell, Montana, like, come on, guys. I should never see traffic here. That's why I moved here.
That's just because of Walmart,
get away from
though.
You.
If Walmart hadn't shown up where it is, it would be okay.
The burger says we're running out of smart people.
It's true.
Yeah. We're running out of people that don't know how to have sex without popping a baby out every time it happens.
It would have been awesome if you had misspelled any of those words, burger.
We're running out of smart people.
What?
But yeah, so women that are ovulating have gaydar, apparently.
I'll bet you a woman made that study at the sake of sounding sexist.
Sounds
like,
sexist. Her
she's
name,
just like,
her name is Bonnie Rochman.
Yeah. I don't have this in front of me, by the way.
Holla.
That was my own.
No, that, and I can see where you
ESP.
Would, where you would, you know, come to that.
I must be man ovulating right now.
Are you man ovulating? Because, bro, my gaydar is blowing up right now. It's hard to concentrate with all this ovulation in the air. Though sperm are in no short supply, the ephemeral egg appears just once a month. Hmm. Is it the egg that does it then? Or is it...
It's like, hey, mama.
Hey.
I got a secret.
Not this one. This one.
Yeah.
I know this one has lots of money, but trust me, in the long run, he's going to end up on Craigslist being like, I'm married dude looking for another dude to just
no
straight J-O. That's terrible.
If anyone's bored, by the way, you will hear and read the creepiest things on Craigslist. It's
oh,
not. It's a stereotype
right?
that lives up to its name.
We used to read them on the show every now and then. They're pretty
million.
Doozies. All this complex sexual decision-making going on behind the scenes, a new study suggests that straight women at their peak period of fertility, that's when the rest of us don't want to fuck or bust nuts inside.
Pull out, please.
Hold on just 1 minute. That they are far more accurate than non-ovulators at sussing out who's a homo and who is not just by looking at a man's face. You know what that is, though? Straight men can smell when a woman is ovulating.
Well, no, it's
a
not
gay
that.
Man doesn't smell that at all because he has no
if
preference
Bonnie is
towards
hot,
that.
If Bonnie's hot and the guy's straight, he's looking at her chest.
Well, it depends, though.
There's eye contact, he must be gay, is probably what she's
no,
saying.
No, it's because the straight guys, when a woman's ovulating, we won't have nothing to do with them. We're like, you're poking, that's when they're poking holes in condoms. That's when they're being like, oh, yeah, let's go out to dinner and drink. And then they're like, oh, I'm totally ovulating right now. I can't have sex with just you right now.
And the guy's like, I can respect that. She's like, ha, you're gay.
Faggot. You don't want to have sex, faggot.
By the way, before we veer off from Craigslist, all those, like, you know, my husband's
Craigslist
barely in town, like,
ovulation.
Let me hook up with you even though I'm married.
Sure.
You think that the guy is looking for some action because he's out of town all the time
that
and
happens
finds his wife cheating on him.
It's because...
Like, hi, saw. Found out.
Because the she married a gay dude who's only into other straight guys just jacking him off.
I guess.
A straight bro looking for a J-O.
No, Burger. Stop it.
And we need to
stop
see
it.
Burger... smile when he sees your cock.
Okay, moving on.
Moving on. Quote, we consistently find that people have no idea they are able to do this. That's Nicholas Rule, assistant professor of psychology at University of Toronto. He says they come out of the experiment completely frustrated and say, this is so hard. No one can do this. And then we look at the data. They're doing amazingly well.
Of course.
They just come out saying that because they're women and they're ovulating, which means they're also in full-on bitch mode. Right? Isn't that... You know all about women, right? They're Casanova?
Yeah.
So...
I just think this is turning into like a hyper-man sexist conversation.
I just randomly found
women.
This study. I'm just
apparently.
Saying.
You know he planned this out, I'm sure. But okay.
So
okay.
Here's how it went down. The participants were asked to look at 80 images of men's faces, sexist.
No.
Half the photos, which were similar in terms of expression and attractiveness, belonged to gay men, while the other half featured straight men. A participant's ability to determine the sexual orientation of the men in the photos was closely associated with how close she was to peak ovulation. Is that like peak oil?
Maybe.
Like, we're running out. Hold on. It'll be out in a sec.
I think that...
price is going up.
I think that, honestly, though... I mean, I think that anyone listening is going to be like, oh, you must be gay for saying this. But I think that everyone is predominantly one or the other. But it's not like a black
wow,
or white.
Wow, faggot. No,
no
what?
Really. Like, honestly, I mean... The
so
Ryan Phillips
saying,
and the Jessica Albas are universally aesthetically pleasing. It doesn't mean I want a cock in my ass, but it doesn't mean that I would never call Ryan Phillips ugly, per se, because, you
right,
know,
but
inherently...
are you an ovulating woman?
No, of course not.
No, I swear.
Do you want a truthful answer?
Please believe me.
No.
I'm just saying that, you know, this is a very black and white study.
Well, it's
a 50-50.
It's statistics, too. You have, and I bet the more, I wonder if the, what's that called, when the more you look at something, the more it decreases in and how often it happens. The hell is that called? It's, fuck.
Inverse return?
It's something, no, it's the law of the fucking, god damn it. I hate trying to like think of it while I'm on the show because
audience
I'm
poll.
To...
What is he thinking?
Let's put 10 seconds on the clock.
Yeah, right.
Demeaning returns. The okay. The law of
diminishing returns.
Thank you.
That deserves it. There it
thank
is.
Thank you.
There it is.
Which basically, when they're studying these effects, the more they when they first study it, they see this huge effect, and they're like, "Holy shit, we have something." Here.
I think that
then the more they study it, that effect. Goes away until it becomes no more than 50-50.
I think those returns are demeaning to gay men.
Are diminishing.
Anyways.
The closer you get to peak ovulation, accuracy goes up, 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 peaks at ovulation, boing, and then starts to go back down again. Yeah. There is a linear effect. So then they took 100 female faces. Half straight, half lesbian.
Kay.
Now, can you tell with that, though? Because obviously the chick with the short hair and the Oshkosh overalls, that's...
Leather
that's
jacket a, with the spikes.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah.
With a name tag that says Chris on it.
And
like,
a man stash that she grew out after like 5 years.
Yeah, exactly. Like, okay, I'm going to guess that
my
you're
name is Ron.
Gay. I used to be Ronita.
Yeah, yeah.
Now you just call me Ronnie. They performed the experiment again. This time they found no association between fertility and so-called gaydar.
That's because men's gaydar sucks. Maybe.
No, it's the women doing it.
Oh, okay.
But they're looking at other women. Do you think that's weird?
It's because some of them are like, who are doing the studies, see these women, like, whoa, that woman's hot. No, I'm not gay. I'm not gay.
Sorry, honey.
No, I can't.
Sorry,
no
Jesus.
Gaydar.
Sorry, baby Jesus.
Yeah.
Do you think it's because some of the lesbians might be ovulating and the two ovulations cancel each other out? And then I think so.
That's awesome.
Then finally, of course, the researchers went a step further, asking half the female subjects to read a sexy story in order to, quote, induce reproductive thinking.
Right.
Now, I don't...
These people doing the studies are lesbians. They were just like, trust me, it's for science.
It's amazing.
Just do it.
This is what you get paid for.
And undress yourself a little
bit.
That's
right. Just do it and do it in a sexy voice.
I have to film it, but that's only because this is a controlled experiment.
Right.
And we have to analyze the evidence
right.
later.
It's for, it's...
Alone with loop.
Right. The lights off. Yeah. And the scented oils.
Barry Manilow.
Candles. And that chick in the picture.
Yeah.
I think the women, though, after a certain time, they're just like, whatever.
Maybe.
And so I'd be interested to see which one they tried first. And if the one that got tried second, if they were just phoning it in, so to speak, and they just didn't give a shit anymore.
Yeah.
They're like, whatever, let's see the dudes again.
I think that it would help if they had to wear, like, brown bags over their heads or, you know, like, have to rely on, like, nonverbal communication rather than just, like,
non-verbals.
She was giving me the eyes, you know?
Yeah, was she? I don't know, because you're gay.
Yeah, right.
This is hardly the first time that ovulation has been shown to alter women's behavior. Previous research found that women are quicker to identify a man's face than a woman's face near ovulation. Subsequent analysis divined that the opposite held true for lesbians. They were faster to pick out a woman's face. It's because, you know, when you look at the toilet, you look at it and you're like, I'm going to sit there. So when a lesbian's looking at a chick, she's like studying her face. She's like, that's where I'm going to sit. I'm going to
dwell on that shit.
Sure. Think about it. Around ovulation, the mind is reallocating its resources in ways that are relevant evolutionarily, says the researcher. It shows us that link between body and mind is greater than we often think.
It's cool that you said evolutionarily without stuttering or stumbling. Like that's a big word.
Good job. $5, I'd say. $5. We're having a call for checks on sex surgeries here in India. Right here in India.
India, Montana, yeah.
In India, Montana.
Do we even have Indians here? I don't think I've ever seen one
like
Indian.
Like feather or dot?
Either. Well, the dots are...
No,
that's what I'm talking about. But like the feathers, they got the reservations, which is why they're in
right,
town.
And that's where they all are.
Apparently.
They don't leave because then they get DUIs. You're right?
I guess so.
Is that offensive? I mean,
just like
I,
right
I
on the just, border, the cops just waiting on the edge. Of the
yeah, town. They're like,
Gauntlet of Doom is waiting for you.
That's right. Do you want to go to jail or back to your casino? That's what
I
thought.
Think so.
Go home. they reported here that hundreds of girl children in Endor?
Yeah.
Endor, India? Okay.
They look like teddy bears.
A lot less trees. Yeah. Are being operated on to turn them into... Boys.
Okay.
Little dudes. Would you want... If you had a rapid prostitution industry, you would want more chicks, right?
Well, it depends if they hired
Unless
one of those
Thailand.
Women who can look at this, you know, who are ovulating.
Oh,
and incorporate that shit.
They should, like, little, like, sniffer dogs.
Yeah, small pheromones.
These bitches sniff for bombs, and these bitches, they find the gays.
Yeah.
That's right. The Medical Council of India and the Madhya Pradesh Health Department said they recommended measures to ensure that parents hankering for male children don't exploit such, quote, corrective surgeries with the help of corrupt doctors.
Which is funny because that's like, you know, we have to give this little kid a surgery because the way he is now or she is incorrect.
I know.
Got to make shit right.
How's he going to fuck chicks and have a wedding and how am I going to get my dowry if I have a chick? I'm going to have to give the dowry.
Do they still do those in India?
They believe in goats and shape-shifting. I'm pretty sure they still pay for...
Well, if they do sex changes, they definitely believe in shape-shifting.
Yo! And that's the kind of comedy you can expect here on the Jam Hole Marathon.
That's right.
August.
Here all week.
July 15th.
Matt blames the drugs on that one.
August, July 15th. This procedure is called a geni... Take two. This procedure is called a genetoplasty.
It is.
Is recommended only for those children whose internal organs don't match their external genitalia. For instance, if you're a little dude and you have nuts and tits.
Yeah, if your other penis is a vagina.
That's right. If you had... What if you had nuts, tits, a dick that turned into a vagina?
Well, okay, as we all know, just pushing it in doesn't turn it into a vagina.
Wait a sec.
As Matt
That's
knows.
That's not
correct.
What...
Take two. Take two.
Hold on. And? That's not... I mean, you gotta have really big balls, first of all.
The gall or...
Balls.
Big balls, literally.
Like, big balls, literally.
Okay.
To form the lips of that vagina. And to have enough depth to where... Because, I mean, if then you try to finger that... Like, you're just going to be poking your nuts, and that hurts.
Yeah. Matt like, has way too much time on his
You're
going
to need... You need more depth.
Yeah.
Burger says, is there some way to watch the live show on Android? You can use the Justin TV app.
There it is.
It's an unofficial viewer app. Or you can just go to justin.tv/thejamhole. On the phone, as long as Flash is installed.
Or you can just go to a library and laugh really loud. And make other people uncomfortable.
Yeah. Their example is probably a lot better than mine was. This is for someone who has male internal organs but female genitals and female hormones. So if you had testicles and...
But your testicles aren't internal,
a vagina,
though.
Vagina? Right. Because that's where...
This guy got punched in the ball so hard they're like up inside
of him. So like... That just means he didn't go through puberty yet, dude. Give it a minute and they will fall. Like,
right.
But I don't understand that. Male internal organs. What do we have inside? I thought all our junk was on the outside.
I should have paid more attention in biology. I didn't really ace that shit.
The MCI has called for the formation of a medical board of experts in India. That would be a good first step, sure, to decide on the need for such surgery in every case and stringent checks in all cities.
I wonder what they base their decisions on, you know, like just
probably supply and demand.
Yeah, right.
How's the Thailand ladyboy market?
How much they've invested in that market.
Right, because those ladyboys, highly expendable.
True.
You say the wrong thing, that guy's going to kill you.
This is the thing, though, and I've read about this. This isn't really
he catches
to a
you going
show.
Through his wallet, he'll kill you.
They'll get shots of your family, and so they'll, like, you never leave because you know they'll murder your family. That's fucked up, man.
Yeah, the sex
They feed
slave.
On your love, man.
Yeah.
It's dark.
We did that to black people a long time ago. You probably did it a little more than I did.
What, me being Jewish?
Ha-ha!
What are you talking about?
He admits it. You're next, Jew. They said that, quote, there should be a medical board to decide if the surgery is medically required. Now, who are you to judge?
Yeah.
What is med? I mean,
if we don't grow you some balls, kid, you're going to die.
Yeah. Like, exactly.
FJ will kill you.
If we don't get a set of tits on this dude, yeah. Like,
stats.
This is life or death. Like, how is this required? Man, my boss is going to fucking fire me if I don't come back here with a vagina, tits, and suck his cock tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I'm not gay. Time. So
I just really need a paycheck.
The only logical, the only logical way out of this would be to turn myself into a chick.
Yeah.
Because then I'm just being a chick.
Is this going to, like, be covered by your HMOs or something?
Cocks, you know, like... Getting a sex change so you don't feel like a faggot when you suck your boss's cock? I'm going to guess probably.
Well, if you know that they'll kill you if you don't, that is
that
a
life, is life and death. And now...
I just don't think they'll believe you in the hospital.
I would tell your HMO like this. Look, you want to pay $5 million when, you know, for my life insurance to my family? Or do you want to spend some money on this now and we'll be done? You'll
for
get out...
easy payments of less, $19.95.
I mean, and it's India. We don't even have a medical board yet. So if I can get in soon... This is only going to be like $49.95.
The worst part is these are probably back alley snip snip doctors.
Nip tuck?
Yeah.
Nip that roll.
They're using Elmer's Fudd glue.
Ugh. Ugh.
Get it to stay.
That's right. Hey, can I get a swig off that? The State Health Department, on its part, has decided to seek documents and records from doctors who conducted all of these surgeries in Endor. Quote, there should be a strict procedure such as photographing and video tapping surgeries and giving proper left or right full justification for conducting them.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure what the difference is between left or right, but...
Justification, I guess. You're going to justify it on this side, or you're going to justify it on that side? Are you going to be a liberal about it, or are you going to be a little bitch-ass conservative?
There is no left, because doing this shit is red or blue. Right.
It's right down the middle here. Right. So, yeah, that's pretty awesome. Go India.
Yeah, India.
I mean, at least they have their priorities straight, right? They're like, you know what? Yeah. We don't need to build real buildings. What we really need to focus on right now...
are the boobs and the vajays.
Are the boobs and the vajays.
It all comes back to sex.
We need to get the boobs with the vajays, and then we need to get the balls with the dicks with the
They've been watching American reality TV way too much, is the moral of the story.
Do you think?
Yeah.
I could see that. Being like, you know what? America is powerful. They're rich. Not really. How do they do it? And then they look, and they study us, and they're like, oh, well, everyone just has plastic surgery.
Right.
So all of Americans, the dudes are chicks and the chicks are dudes, and that's how we do it.
Yeah.
The only way we've been around this long.
Yeah, sorry. If you told them to watch Nip Tuck, though, you'd think they'd learn that those people aren't happy. They're dead inside.
Right. But, well, once you nip it, that's when it dies. And then you've got to tuck it in so that the tears don't actually come outside.
Exactly.
You want to keep those tucked in on the inside.
Nice. So. All right, next topic.
Moving on. We have a lawsuit. Okay. Here from Bridgeport, VA, GINA. The U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs is going to have to pay, they've agreed, $925,000 to a man whose eyeball exploded.
Oh.
Okay. Eyeball exploded during a routine outpatient cataract. At the West Haven Veterans Affairs Hospital.
Image one, image two.
Now tell me which one.
Must have been image one.
All right, we'll go with one. The settlement on behalf of 60-year-old Jose Goncalves of Hartford was reached as the case was being prepared for trial. Quote, Jose suffered excruciating pain after that botched surgery. Is that botched?
Botch suggests that you just correct the error and it's back to the way it should be.
Right. Well,
you can't just pick the shit off the floor and stick it in his face. Like, oh, I'm sure it's fine.
You need to
shove
like,
it
suck
in
it back up with a straw and then like squeeze it back in. I'm curious how, like, what kind of procedure is going to possibly, no matter how fucking crazy you fuck up, end with a man's eyeball
exploding.
I'm
almost picturing him. He died on the table, and they're giving him CPR, and the pressure of breathing in his mouth blew an eye out.
You know what happened? They have him opened up,
okay.
And the doctor is like, hey, nurse, hand me a Mentos. And she like flips it. It misses his mouth right as the other doctor comes in right off
of
lunch, Diet Coke. Just,
yeah.
Oops. Ah, jeez.
Did anyone film this? No. Okay. Only we know what happened.
Gusher?
He's out.
Oh, man. That's what happened. And that's worth $925,000.
So when you're complaining about your bad day, your eye has not exploded. Just remember that.
That's right. Just remember.
Unless you're this dude in which you're almost
probably
a millionaire.
Not listening.
But do government
to this
take
right
like half
anyway.
Of that, right? He only gets like 400
grand. Are you going to have to pay taxes?
You're like, I didn't see it coming.
they screwed you every time. Every fucking time. You want to win the lottery? Here.
You didn't see it coming because you don't have no depth perception.
That's right. You only saw it partway coming.
Shit was deep.
And then it got in your eye, but it didn't matter. The damage to the eye is obvious because his iris is missing and his eyelid droops.
You think he wears a patch now and pretends he's a pirate?
Arr.
I'm a rich pirate. I have me some treasure.
Arr. Arr, that's a lot of booty. yeah, I'm going to guess so. I'm going to hope so, Robert.
Well, like,
will you hope with me?
Hope. Hope and pray, sir.
Let's hope. If anything should ever happen to the undamaged left eye, the undamaged Lisa left eye, he could face total blindness, also known as a blackout.
Yeah.
Hmm? TLC?
He just has a brownout right now, right?
Right, right.
Yeah.
Wow. according to lawsuits, he was blinded in his right eye when a third-year resident at the VA hospital incorrectly administered Mentos, and an anesthetic during his procedure. The resident incorrectly placed a needle with a local anesthetic directly into Jose's eye instead of behind the eye, as was proper. Then, failing to recognize her error, as women tend to do every now and then.
The story's gay, man.
Just saying, is your gaydar going off? Are you ovulating?
Do you think she blamed it on that? Like, change? I was trying to focus, but it was just, you know, that time.
There's
of the
too
moment.
Much pressure. Yeah, that's what he said. Now he has no eye, so, like, and we're out 925 grand. You're fired.
So if chunks of his eye were rolling down the ground, it'd be a rolling brownout.
Like the wave.
Yeah.
So she failed to recognize her error. She proceeded to inject so much anesthetic so quickly that his eye literally popped and exploded. So it wasn't from any of what we thought. She actually took a needle and put it into his eye and then injected stuff until his eye popped.
Just see what happens, you know?
Third year residency? Is this in India?
I knew I shouldn't have blown off that eye day.
Right? camera one or camera two? Yeah. Which one's clearer? He worked as a roofer prior to this injury. You can't do that without depth perception, right? You're not like crawling
around on
roofs.
I don't think you're
going
to go back to your roofing industry job when you have 900 grand in the bank. You know, that wasn't his dream as a child.
Maybe you're a crackhead and you just blow it all. I mean,
in which you don't really care, you're missing an eye.
That's true. What do you think, like, an acid trip, would it be like all cool but just no depth to it? Would it be like paper? You'd play Paper Mario because it's your favorite game and the only one you're good at. That's fun. I'm good at shooting also. he can't do his roofing job anymore. He's completely unable to resume his work. He now works in the maintenance department at Central Connecticut State U.
Like, behind the scenes, he's splitting the money with the doctors. Like, look, you just, I'll take one for the team. We'll split the profits. What do you say?
That's right. You pay the taxes, though.
Yeah. But
give it to
you gotta
as
take
a
the
gift.
Full. Yeah.
You're my fall guy. He's like, we'll blame it on this intern.
Yeah.
She's only never third year. It's a chick, no problem.
Doctor, are you sure I'm supposed to inject something into the eyeball? That
don't question
sound
me!
Yeah. Who's the doctor?
That's right. You never said, I guess. Yeah. Berger says, that's the one thing I will kill myself that happens. If I go blind, I will kill myself.
Just shoot yourself in front of a police station and make it poetic.
That's right. And be like, for Thrasher, man!
He would have wanted it this way.
Anyone, if you're listening to this, me and you included, if you are going to kill yourself in the next month, you got to go to the cop shop and just yell, for Thrasher, man.
I actually read this in a Mario Puzo book. I think the most painless way is laughing
Did
gas.
Did you say anus?
Mario Puzo?
The most anus way?
The painless.
Oh, pain. Right.
Earwax, buddy. You should remove it. There you go.
Oh,
there
yeah.
You go. Oh, wow.
There you are. I keep like...
It changes everything.
Huh? So, please.
Oh, I was just saying, sit yourself down and use laughing gas until you technically would asphyxiate.
Nitrous oxide.
Yeah.
Yes.
But you wouldn't be in pain. You wouldn't realize you're suffocating. I mean, if
because
push
pain,
shove.
No laughing matter.
Oh, buzzing!
I'm just saying, Bill didn't think that was as funny as we did.
No, but it was
what fun. Is the one thing that happened to your body that you would kill yourself? That you're just that's it. I'm done.
I don't know, man. If someone like made me cut off my balls and eat them, I think I'm
eat them too. Like just the sheer.
Or, I don't know, man, like, I've had a lot of dental work done, like, the thought of someone sitting down and just, like, chiseling all my teeth out.
That's a pretty
that's
broad,
just violent.
That's pretty broad. Let's say,
what are we talking?
If you lose, what, one of your senses, let's say. Because, I mean, there's a lot of things I would, like, if I get gallstones, I'm gonna kill myself, if I break any bones, I'll probably kill myself, like, there's, but, like, if you, what's one of the senses?
If I work for Halliburton.
If I work for Halliburton, I'm gonna kill myself. Just so that the
you know,
devil
it's funny
can have
you
my soul.
That because I talked to my grandmother recently. She's 89, 88. And she's lost the sense of taste. And no one ever thinks about that one going away, but it does, just like any of the
Everything
others.
Everything tastes like shit anywhere.
It will just like, taste like paper glad. Eventually, once all your taste buds die.
Paper?
Everything will just taste like nothing, essentially.
Hmm.
And I don't know. That would be a pretty gray existence, I think, if you could no longer taste anything ever. But yeah. It's a tough one.
I don't know. I think the sense of tactile sense would be the worst, though.
If you couldn't feel?
If you, yeah, dude.
I have no feelings.
You're dead inside and
no,
outside.
No, like, really. I have no feelings whatsoever.
She's like, is it me? You can't get it up? Like, no. I told you. I don't feel that shit. I'm trying. Viagra isn't doing the job.
That's why I don't wear condoms. It's not sensitive.
Yeah.
Well.
I don't know. Do you have an answer to that shit?
I always thought, like, kidney stones or gallstones ever since watching Deadwood.
Yeah.
Where the dude was pissing out the stones. Like, anything having to pass through my dick hole that is more than, you know, this big around.
Right. That feels like spiked.
Yeah. Bronze. Like, I like to think that, I don't know. I don't think I could do that.
Yeah.
Like, standing there, knowing that, like, I don't even like pooping once it hurts a little. Like, if you get it too big, I'm like, you know what?
Came over.
I'm just going to push it back in and call it good. Like, it's better than having it come out and rip and shit and just being an unhappy camper.
I will say, though, that two things, since we're talking about shit as intellectuals do. First of all, I think that everyone agrees that if you get it over the waterline, there's like a deep sense of pride. And also, wow. If you got the girth factor going and it like resists the flush and like tries to stay invested, you will start rooting for it, don't you?
Well, yeah. And then you start rooting for it, you know, because then you don't want to, you know,
that was funny.
Clog
it. Good.
Right. Burger says, yeah, kidney stone sucks. I had a small one when it came out of my dick. It shot out.
Like a little BB gun.
Boo! Oh, my eye! Now I have a punctured cornea and my dick's bleeding.
I think that almost like blood is a given, right? Like, your body's just going to be like using that as a lubricant to flush that shit out.
Yeah. I mean,
or that it's cutting
it works the same
you
way with anal.
Inside.
Like, I mean, the blood is the lubrication in essence. And the tears.
And the tears.
Yeah, I guess some tears mixed in there. It's the salt and the pain and the sadness that really get that lubrication like going. God. But yeah, I think anything that has to do with my dick and nuts.
Yeah.
Like, I almost killed myself when I had to have that surgery done. Like, I was like, you know, there was only two things that kept me going.
Whiskey.
Moving on. And
no, we can't say that much and not say what those two things are.
The thought that I'm probably going to get a lot of good drugs because I'm having my dick operated on and I can spin that into a really sad thing for me, personally.
Yeah.
And then doing the drugs.
That, oh, okay.
Right, so.
Okay, that makes sense.
We have a gentleman here, Sam Mateo. He's facing some child abuse charges.
Okay.
17-month-old son. Versus hot oven.
Oh, the oven wins.
Round one. Fight. This is called I'm Teaching You the Dangers of Banging Your Hand Against the Open Door of the Oven.
What?
By putting you inside of the oven.
Well, like, he couldn't afford a crib. And so
right?
Like,
I know you don't want to watch
tight
a kid. And he's
it's like
pain
a cubby.
In the ass, but
as long as no one touches the dials, he's fine.
It's not even my kid. I mean, really.
Jeez.
George Gregory David Culver, not George, but Gregory David Culver, he's 20. He's getting into some trouble with this. He cared for his son while his girlfriend, the child's mother, was at work, where she should be, testing if guys are gay or not.
Right.
She was ovulating. When the woman rushed her son to the hospital with second and third degree burns on his legs, he said that while the kids slept, the boy turned on the oven and crawled inside.
How is that possible?
Then the police later discovered he had turned on the oven to cook a pizza and spotted the son banging his hand against the open door. To teach the child not to touch the hot oven, he lifted the squirming boy's legs into the oven, but lost his grip. Oops. Shit.
I don't think you can drop someone. They fall down to the ground. They don't fall inward. Like, gravity
Oops.
Doesn't work. Yeah, right? Yeah. I tripped
a
when I let go.
A little forward motion there somehow.
Give him about 2 years. This kid's first words are going to be, you're not my real dad.
Yeah, right. He's in there, like, cooking dead God. Cats and shit. So, he's like, I learned it from watching
Does him. He have burns now? Like, did he
I'm going to guess. The boy reportedly landed on the oven's heated coils, burning his legs, and Culver called his girlfriend home from work. He pleaded not guilty to all charges and remains free from custody.
Son, bail. I know this hurts, but you get a free pizza out of it.
Yay. Yeah. It's like, book it. Reading hurts, Dad. If convicted, he could get 9 years. So
I'd like to think that his time in jail would not be pleasant. Like, a lot of people in prison are dads. And the thought of an
Is
oven
Is that
boy.
Weird? Like,
would be bad for him.
Why is everyone in jail a father? Why are you all handing down terrible genes?
Because women like the danger of jail.
Is that what it is? It's the whole Duke Nukem complex. Yeah.
So they get those, what are they called? The hookups while in jail? The visits?
Miscongeniality? What's it called?
Contagious visits.
Fuck! Sometimes.
Audience, what is it?
Is there hepatitis in there? What is it when you get sex in jail?
It starts with a C. You can do it.
It's
so close.
Congestive heart failure. Damn it! Damn this medical degree of mine.
He's also damning the pod.
It's
keeps the words
fucking
at bay.
Fuck. Yeah. What's wrong
with
us?
We'll bring
Robbie.
It next, Joe.
Do I have Alzheimer's?
You know, we're young enough. We call it just you know absent-minded.
Visit?
No, it's not. That's a congenital
disease.
See,
now I got myself all fucked up.
Threw off your game.
Shit. What's
I
it
know
called?
That it's,
in the chat. Come it. On. Hive mind. What is
conjugal
it?
Conjugal visit. Conjugal.
Congatal visit?
That's not right, but
conjugal
enough
visit.
That it gave it to me.
Thank you.
Thank you, Burger.
Thank you.
You gave us the missing link, and I completed the...
You completed the circle of life, so to speak. Oh, man. This whole show, that's going to be the new iTunes description. Just one bad pun after
the
another.
Funny thing is I have an English lit degree.
The
so
funny
like,
thing is
I still don't know my
show.
Words. Yeah. Like, I graduated, and someone was like, hey, buddy, how do you spell omelet? And I, like, really couldn't come up with it.
O-M-L-E-T-E-T-E.
No! Incorrect! It's just O-M-E-L-E-T, but I did the same thing you did.
What?
People misspell that shit all the time.
Fuck, man, I agree
Denny's?
With Burger.
Fuck
spelling
Denny's.
Sucks. And fuck Denny's for fucking up our fucking weight. And our spelling.
And our
I got your moons over my hammy right here, buddy.
Yeah, didn't it used to be like $4? Now you can't get out of paying $10 at IHOP or Denny's.
I know. What the fuck is up with that? It's just because that $1 is worth way less than it used to be.
True. You got to make up for it.
But you know what? We're still doing the same amount of work.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Am I right?
I would say so.
Ducker G.
Ducker Derby.
All right.
Anyways, I'm sorry that happened to you, kid. Tell that to some chicks when you're a teenager, and it might get you laid.
You think?
If he's not disfigured to the point of...
My dad hated me. He put me in the oven.
No,
to teach
he
me
just
a lesson,
he just looks at him straight
ever.
In the eyes, and he says, you should see the other guy.
That's right. I get that old dark man and woman.
Took World of Warcraft to the next level.
Well, while we're speaking about fucking ovens and food and eating and everything, Raleigh, North Carolina, how are we doing on time? We good?
Nah, we got minute? Hours. We got
hours? Okay. We have a study here that is kind of not pleasing to the eye. And that's not just because it's about fat people. Americans may be cutting back on their supersized meals, but waistlines continue to expand.
That's because you're still going to McDonald's. If you get two value meals and you don't supersize one, you're still eating at McDonald's.
Or let me put it in a language you understand.
Moo.
That's terrible. The number of daily meals and snacks consumed by the... Oh, God. Do we even want to hear this?
No.
But
while
so
we're talking
saddening.
Fast food to those at home, I want to start a trend here that you might enjoy. You take two McDonald's ice cream cones and you splooch them together, and you have cone on the cob.
Oh!
Yeah! It's actually pretty fun.
All right.
But anyways.
From 4.8 in 06, it was back in 77, it was 3.8. Number of daily meals and snacks consumed. Now it's 4.8. That's an 06.
Meals?
So
yes, you need second
gone
lunch.
Up.
Second lunch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I blame Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Third
fourth,
dinner.
Fourth
meal. Yeah. Advertise this fuck? Shit. I think we talked about that a long time ago on the show when it first came
proud.
Out. Like, are you really encouraging people to eat more? I mean, I know that's good for business, but if they all die of heart attacks, like, kind of, you know, maybe not so good for business.
Because doctors say don't eat after 8, and their
yeah,
phrase
don't
was eat late.
Eat a bunch of fucking fat food and then lay down. Like, it just sits in your stomach. Yeah.
Totally.
Of course you shit every morning, and it's gross. Like, look what you're doing. You're like a compost heap.
Yeah, Taco Bell is supposed to burn.
Like, what's that smell? Oh, that's just my compost heap. And when I say that, I mean my belly. Yeah.
The phrase compo heap, by the way, is not a panty dropper.
Compost heap.
There we go. That too. What did I say? Compote heap?
Compote heap? Compote?
It's not English.
Coyote? This is compost heap ugly. Okay. Chief culprit behind the calorie gain, Americans now consume 220 more of them daily from sugar, sweet, and soft drinks than they did back in the 60s. Mm. That's because back in the 60s, Coke had Coke in it. Right. And we only needed one can, and we were good for the day.
The week.
Now, caffeine. What a bunch of pussy shit. Caffeine is for pussies. Caffeine and lower tabs, that's for pussies. You want the real shit? Do cocaine and oxy, you pussy. And then call me when you're dead.
Yeah, drugs are bad, okay?
And then donate your money. God.
That's terrible.
I know, I'm sorry. Around the time people became aware of the portion sizes, we see a decline in the portion sizes they are consuming. It really seems that in the last couple of decades is the number of eating occasions that is driving this change. Proliferation of food availability and a decline in regular meal times may be fueling the pattern. People aren't sitting down to three meals anymore. We sort of think about eating all fucking
so do you
day.
Think to those people that can't get
the burger to their
face, the hand doesn't reach anymore, you think they just get someone else to feed it to them?
It's called a trough, Robbie. And just, you ever see a pig?
But
like,
if you're big enough, you can't dip your head down into a trough either.
Well, no, it's a wearable trough, yeah. Actually.
It's like those beer hats with the beer cans.
It's an edible,
it, but it's food.
Wearable beer hat wearing trough.
Nice.
Yeah. Nice. Don't eat seven times a day if what you're eating is a salty snack or pizza. If you're going to do that, reach for an apple instead. How about you reach for my cock instead? Low fat, tastes great, less filling. Eat this.
Or bagel bites.
Like bagel
bites. As the singing song would say.
Or cereal.
Yeah.
Or cereal.
That's By the all. Way, different cereals on top of ice creams are amazing while we're talking
Sometimes.
About losing weight.
Some
like
times.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch on Vanilla Bean, man. It's where it's at. But.
Well... Robbie, how has your week been since we last talked to you?
I'm moving back up the middle of nowhere.
Yeah?
It's always pretty sweet.
Good moving on up.
Yeah. It's good for the summer, but icy roads in the winter, you don't know if you'll live.
Well, you just need to be there for the summer, huh?
Yeah.
That's all?
Yeah. Well, we'll see.
All right. Well, let's end the show with this this graphic. Oh, this is terrible. So... There was a, I don't know if you heard about this, but there's a, you know, Costco, lots of stuff. There was a video that was released of pig abuse that was happening at a Costco meat supplier farm. If you guys want to check out this video, it's pretty gross.
Yeah, don't do it on a full stomach.
Here you go. In the chat there, I'll put a link to it in the show notes at thegemhole.com. The hidden camera video for Mercy for Animals was shot at an Iowa Select Farms in Cameron, Iowa. Mercy for Animals reports the meat raised there is sold under Swift Pork Brands to Costco. The video shows piglets being castrated by the hands of workers, pigs being stepped on, kicked, thrown, and caged without space to move, and bleeding body parts after tails have been ripped off without any medical attention. So, I mean, can we really expect that at this point, with how overpopulated we are and how many mouths there are to feed around this trough, that any of our food is grown in a nice manner? Like, really?
Hard to believe.
There's just too many. You can't. There's no time. Like, if we were nice and gave every nice animal a pet on the head, like, people would starve to death. We're not even doing that, and people are starving to death.
That's messed up.
Yeah. So, think about it.
Can we at least end on some kind of positive note?
I don't know.
Do we have anything in the news that's like, yeah, you know, at least... You know, at least there was that story not about the baby in the oven or the fat people that make
hey,
it
that was
in
that
the
was the Gator. That was a good story.
Yeah, yeah. Still kind of sexist, but you know,
well,
good for a laugh.
Yeah, I mean,
margarine of.
I mean,
that's just because Matt agrees with it completely. It's not sexist if it's okay with him.
It's not sexist if it's true, bitch. Bitch.
That's why they're
bitch,
like the three people listening are all guys. There's no girls.
It's because there's no girls on the internet. They're all guys. And if you're dating a chick on the internet, you're a fag.
You know.
Just saying. Well, there was we have a lot of jail overcrowding and whatnot.
As
because
always.
A lot of pot smokers, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Non-violent criminals, let's say.
Mixed in with the violent offenders.
Okay. So this is Elliott County. This is kind of interesting. It's Kentucky here. Despite all the drug arrests in Elliott County, they actually have become something of a back burner issue because the bigger question now is to where are we going to put all the prisoners? Elliott County has worn out its welcome at local detention centers. That happened in a hurry when Elliott County stopped paying its bills to those jails.
Hmm.
So I guess the county has to pay bills to the jail because it's private run. And unless you're behind, you're on collections, you're going to have to
You repo the jail?
No, the jail is collecting money from the county. The county's not paying anymore.
Huh.
So now all of the bad people that live in the county can't put them in our jail until you pay your bill. And we turn
crime
off your
in the
electric.
Streets until you raise some dough.
That's right. That's have a backwards. Fundraiser. Do a marathon show with all your...
We don't have your money. They keep robbing us.
A super jail. That happens. For 4 days, it's been a constant parade of people in handcuffs at the L.A. County Sheriff's Department with more than 30 arrested on drug charges. Mm. We worked 17 straight hours Friday. Oh, you poor baby. Sheriff, he's like, God, I'm so beat. Ugh. But while the standard procedure to haul these folks off to jail, the Big Sandy and Carter County Detention Centers have said, nah, they had not paid the jail bill. Yesterday, we took 12 prisoners, and they told us not to bring no more.
Thank What's you. Weird is like having
hey,
a...
don't bring no more. Yeah. They said Saints not to take... bring no more.
It's weird, though, the thought of having a jail that's for profit. They're like giving cops bags of drugs.
Yeah, no,
like, here,
totally
put this on
whole...
some people.
Yeah,
we need some people in these beds.
That's totally a backwards way of running your society.
Totally.
Like, I'm going to try to find something wrong with you, because, hey, I need a new car.
Yeah, right? Dad needs a new pair of shoes.
That's right. Hey, did you look at me wrong? Did you jaywalk? Like, really?
You question the authority? That's a crime, too, boy.
Oh, that's right. It's fucking... That's terrible. So
no
you gotta pay your jail bill. Otherwise, right. Super jail just...
Do not
so
pass
super.
Go. Do not collect 200, because we're collecting it for you.
So he's like, really? We've got these criminals. You can't even put them behind bars. Can't even arrest them. The sheriff says more than enough was budgeted at the beginning of the year to cover the jail costs, but the county treasurer says otherwise. He's like, one for you, one for me, yeah. One for
Cha-ching.
You, one for me.
Terrible.
So... You spent over $60,000 more than what was already budgeted. Stevens, the treasury guy, said, yeah. That's just the start of the problem. Stevens' department budget has also been zeroed. That means he had to lay off his only deputy and the secretary. But she's working anyway. For free. That sucks.
It's terrible.
You know your husband's having sex with his secretary when she's working for free after she got laid off.
She's an intern now.
That's
she just
true.
Got demoted.
It's gonna look great on my resume. Yeah. Monster.com. Well, do you think maybe if they would quit arresting people for smoking pot, they would maybe have a little less problem there?
Maybe.
Just a little bit.
And maybe if you're... Is it like the jail supply and demand, the jail can set any price? Or is there regulation on that at all? Or like the jail's like, you know, summertime, people are getting nuts. I'm upping the price.
Up the rates.
$5 a person to $100 a person now.
Or that, or they just skimp out on like the food they provide the clients. I'm sure their quality is low.
You think that happens a lot at places that... Yeah?
I'm sure they ate lunch today.
Yeah, sure. I'm sure they're all not at all malnourished and distended stomachs. It's absolutely. Well, that's too bad.
You ate McDonald's before you got here. You're good for
that's
at least
right.
4 months.
He's like, oh, yeah, well, I just saw a study that said otherwise, faggot. Oh, Kentucky. Oh, Kentucky.
Yeah, this is directed at you.
All right, and let's... fuck. This is kind of interesting. If your mom is hooked on morphine, you should and she's about to breastfeed a baby, you should maybe tell her not to.
Yeah, tell her sharing is not always caring.
That's right, because a baby died because of that in South Carolina. So, man. Which I mean, South Carolina.
Well, couldn't the baby have actually become an addict before it was even born because it was like getting it
through
the
probably.
Bloodstream?
Probably.
So she was just trying to get it its fix and
I
just
mean,
to know its
you know,
tolerance level.
Chances are you're going to grow up to be a junkie anyway. You might as well start them young, right?
I guess. I mean, yeah, of course.
Duh. Yeah, Matt.
It's Montana. What else are you
going to
do?
Agree. I know. Drugs and fuck. Maybe
for those of you not
stuff.
Living in Montana, the average age of a parent is probably like 16. Yeah.
Holla.
It's fucked up.
That means our girls up here have loose a caboose, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
It's because their parents are terrible.
It's because their parents are like 7 years older than them.
As if Chrissy says, you think her doctor would say something.
Yeah, totally.
Here, you need another prescription? All right, here you go. Doctor's thinking, man, another $10 in my piggy bank.
Yeah. Buzzing.
It. Love those kickdowns, those pharmacological kickdowns, if you will. Love it.
Yeah. All
right, so what did we learn today? If you're going to kill yourself, shoot yourself on the steps of the cops while yelling,
Viva la
Thrasher, Thrasher, Viva la Thrasher.
I don't know if Thrasher would appreciate that, though. You think that he is this guy alive?
It doesn't matter. Thrasher. Is Thrasher even around?
Probably. If so, he's like Keith Richards. He's like, you know, a zombie.
All right. And if you're breastfeeding, you can't do morphine anymore.
Yeah, just
or
and
in if small you need
amounts.
To know if your son
Moderation.
Is gay or not,
ask a chick.
Wait till a chick's ovulating. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If you're in India, they're having a good deal on sex change surgeries.
Yeah. TikTok people.
That's right. if you get your eyeball blown up, you'll get $925,000.
Yeah.
Teaching a lesson to your son, not by throwing them into the oven. Mm-hmm. Okay. Stop
or dropping forward direction wise.
Right. There was a breeze.
Could be slippery.
There was a breeze. Yeah. Stop eating so much.
Everyone.
Stop having so many kids.
Yeah.
And
Matt,
stop
being such
eating
a douchebag.
Pigs. The end. All right. Well, thank you, Robbie, for filling in.
That's right.
You're filling out nicely.
I like to work out with my Austrian accent.
We're going to have our marathon show. You're going to come be a part of that.
That's right.
It's going to be a good time. Remember, the date has changed. It's going to be July 15th now.
Yes.
15th and 16th. And then we got the MTCIA Battle of the Bands fundraiser. That's going to be Saturday, July 9th. So we'll be there as the Hotbox streaming that. We'll be there as Matt Lee and Lyrical doing some hip hop. We'll be there as just a bunch of people supporting our rights.
And you can just pretend that I was there and laugh on the inside.
I will do that.
Yeah.
You can't stop me. I'm going to do that now.
That's good.
All right. And then we have, of course, the all sorts of great shit at thejamhole.com. You can email info@thejamhole.com. You leave a message 406-204-4687. You can text me 406-848-1739. Follow the Twitter, like the Facebook, share it with your friends. And there, I made an event for the marathon show. So facebook.com/thejamholepodcast. It's right there in the events. RSVP if you want. It's gonna be a good time. And what are you coming over Friday? Next week. You're working
perhaps.
Now, huh?
We'll see.
Alright.
I like to keep you listeners on the toes. You never know when I'll show
keep
up.
Keep you on the toes. You didn't even know he was gonna be here today.
That's right.
It's hump day, so just go hump something.
Do the hump to hump.
That's right. I'll do the humpty hump. I'll do it, baby. I'll do
which is really fucked up because you all know that his girlfriend's sick in the other room. So
I know,
like,
right? She's like
the
in there
your
bleeding from
ache.
Her vagina and throwing up. And we're like, yeah,
that shit
faggot.
Is hot.
Have some ovulation now.
It's terrible.
All right.
She can hear that, actually.
I know. She's probably out like light. So.
Ninja sex, apparently, is in your foreseeable future.
Yeah, sure. If I remember what sex is, don't tell her I said that. We'll see you guys Friday. Peace.
Bye.
You are listening to The Jam. The Jam. The Jam. The Jam. Jamhole.com.